You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, that's where we kick off the show with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, Makwe Masilela, to take a look at markets, see if we can make sense of them. Dr. Masilela, lovely having you on the show as always. Thanks so much for taking the time. A green day across the board, but I think part of the big surprise was the massive move in Tokyo. The Nikkei was up almost 5% on the day's trade. We'll get into that. I want to get your thoughts on that, actually, as a starting point before we get into the oil conversations and the peace deals that have been making the rounds.
Remember, Jimmy, and thanks for having me. Bank of Japan, they are supposed to be making an interest rate decision sometime this week, and people are already thinking that guys will just have to start maybe looking into increasing interest rates. I mean, what do you call it? Leave interest rates where they are because of this whole thing about the inflation. But generally, most markets, not just the Japanese markets, but including the European markets and our markets, have been lacking the US markets, and mainly because not having a decent exposure to AI, because we're worried about interest rates increases, and also because we're too worried about the oil price uncertainty. Remember, the US, because they are a net exporter of oil, they didn't have to worry much about that, even though we've seen those high oil prices already reflecting on the inflation numbers.
Marco, let's look at those oil prices. You mentioned the U.S. being a net exporter of oil. I saw a statistic that said that of late, the U.S. is a greater exporter of oil in the world than Saudi Arabia is, and that's quite an interesting number. But looking at the oil price back at $82.50 a barrel, we have not seen this level since March of this year, since we broke out above this level. The war tensions clearly driving that oil price, and we know that the result of those peace talks, wherever they may stand at this stage, is something the market has clearly evidenced that they've been waiting for.
Definitely, Jimmy, a pickup in energy flows will definitely help unwind the premium embedded when it comes to crude prices, offering comfort to policymakers battling inflation. And as you are saying, I mean, oil prices are sinking on that potential US-Iran deal. And the most important thing is that the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. We know energy infrastructure has been damaged. We know there's a blockade. We don't expect oil prices, the flow thereof, I mean, oil itself, the flow thereof, to go back to where it was in February. But we know market participants are forward-looking for the fact that we know that this is happening. The backlog might still take some couple of weeks, whatever it is, but we know that at least something is moving. Hence, we see this kind of reaction. And can they still go down? I think they can. The problem here is come Friday, if maybe this whole thing doesn't come to fruition, not forgetting that Trump himself doesn't have a great track record of lasting deals, especially in the Middle East, but hopefully this one will last.
That is always the hope, and that is always the reality that we have been confronted with since the second administration of President Donald Trump. We'll see if that deal holds. Makwe, I want to get a sense of the SpaceX IPO, and if you caught that on Friday, it was all the hubbub over the weekend. Going into Friday, ahead of that trading, we knew we were going to start at least $135 a share. We opened at $150. We got as high as north of $250 a share, but we closed out at $165 a share. What do you make of that IPO?
You know, it shows that there's still appetite. As we're talking now, I'm watching it, it's up 10%, and all because they think Starlink will be a great player. We know that their metrics or the expectations, you know, are very rich, and it's just price for perfection. But market participants are hopeful. And remember here, you also have some retail investors who are part of this whole thing, but it's just a cute and nice spread, given that even institutional investors, because they even had to opt for a green shoot, you know, because of this whole thing that it was oversubscribed. So if people believe that this thing will still go up, who are we to go against it? But I think up until they get those numbers and get the return on equity, then those high valuations will definitely be justified. But as it stands, people are happy with the hype.
Marco, let's take a look at local markets. They are having a good day as well. Resource stocks up more than 6%, obviously a lot to do with those Middle East tensions simmering down, but by and large, a lot of positivity returning into our commodity spaces. It's evident in the commodities prices and where the commodities are trading. Do you think this momentum will hold if we do indeed see a deal before the end of the week?
Yeah, because generally, Jimmy, interest rate hikes paths have been reduced, including ours. And we know the focus this week is squarely on that US Bank of Japan and Bank of England interest rate decisions. But people expect them to leave them unchanged. The point here is inflation worries are lessening, and that worked in favor that the global economies will do great. Remember, it's good news, you know, when it comes to this potential deal. And that's for both consumers and companies feeling the crunch of skyrocketing energy prices. So if we expected that oil prices, which we thought will have a damper when it comes to the economy, that that's not going to happen, then we expect commodity prices to continue to firm up, and that will definitely boost our market, given that we are relying more on resources, including industrials. So even just today, we've been driven mainly by our resources stocks.
A busy week potentially ahead for the markets as markets return, with the optimism that the tensions in the Middle East will finally come to an end. Only time will tell. We know, as Makwe alluded to, that the United States does not necessarily have the best track record of being able to follow through on these conversations. But we remain hopeful. We remain optimistic. For now, we'll leave the conversation on that note. Chief Investment Officer at Makwe Fund Managers, Makwe Maselela, joining us to take a look at markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.